Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Father Jeff Norfolk, a priest from the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in his life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Father Jeff Norfolk, a priest for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in his life.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. You've prayed these words thousands of times because you pray them each time in the words of the Nicene Creed that we profess each weekend at Mass. And so I want to take the opportunity today to reflect a little bit on these words. What does it mean that God is the maker of things visible and invisible? Well, it's very clear to see the visible things that God has made. Thanks be to God for beautiful mountains and sunsets and sunrises. Thanks be to God for the beautiful gift of human creations, human beings. I want to talk a little bit today about the invisible things that God has created, invisible beings in particular, especially as today, September 29th, we remember the archangels, those invisible spiritual beings who yet are very active in the visible world. How often do you think about the invisible world that God has made? When was the last time you thought about angels? Today being the Feast of the Archangels, St. Michael, St. Gabriel, St. Raphael, I not only want to help you reflect on this invisible world that exists that God has created and the beings that are part of this invisible world, but to learn to have a relationship with these invisible spiritual beings, in particular, the holy angels. From the beginning of the Bible until the end of the Bible, you find teaching about the holy angels. When it comes to the archangels that we celebrate today, the Bible only gives names to three spirits who belong to the archangel class of angels. These are Michael, who's found in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, in chapter 12. In the Hebrew language, Michael means who is like God or who is equal to God. Michael continued to remain faithful, choosing to serve, to be humble before God in heaven. And when Lucifer, also known as Satan, wasn't willing to be humble, he no longer had a place in heaven because of his lack of humility, his pride. He did not want to serve God. And so a battle ensued between Michael and Satan. Thanks be to God. By the grace of God, Michael defeated Satan, and many of Satan's angels that were following him, also lacking in humility, unwilling to serve God. And so those fallen angels, with Satan as the prince of the fallen angels, were kicked out of heaven. I encourage you to read more about this story of Michael, to come to a deeper understanding of how he can help be a guardian of your faith, a guardian and protector of those invisible spiritual attacks from Satan and the fallen angels that take place in your life each day. The second archangel spoken of in the New Testament is Gabriel, in Luke chapter 1. Gabriel's name means God is my strength or might of God. He brought the incredible message to our Blessed Mother at the Annunciation, in which he told Mary that she would become the mother of Jesus, the mother of God. To bring that kind of message, that kind of encouragement, that kind of hope is an important part of Gabriel's role in our lives, to remind us that no matter what's happening in the world, where it seems there's hopelessness, discouragement, even some falling into despair, that God's strength, that the might of God is more powerful than the darkness and the evil at work in the world. But because we can't see the reality of Saint Gabriel. Sometimes we can forget about his work and his presence and that he is bringing the power of God into the world. So today we reflect, again, encouraging you to look up Luke chapter 1 and reading the story of Gabriel. The third archangel mentioned in the scriptures is Raphael, and this is found within the Old Testament in the book of Tobit. Our Christian brothers and sisters, non-Catholic brothers and sisters, many of them aren't familiar with the book of Tobit because it's one of the seven books that was taken out at the time of the Protestant Reformation by Martin Luther. But our history in the Catholic Church has shown us the importance of Saint Raphael, whose name means it is God who heals or God heals. Especially today, there's a deep need of healing, physical, spiritual, emotional, psychological, sexual, healing at all levels of the human person, the bodily levels, the spiritual levels. So we ask Saint Raphael to heal us, to heal relationships, to heal families through his powerful intercession. The three archangels, Saint Michael, Saint Gabriel, Saint Raphael, I encourage you to get to know, to learn, to study, and to begin to pray to them, asking their intercession. This was the grace that was given to me several years back when I realized that God had given me the gift of the angels, the archangels, and yet I didn't have a relationship. I wasn't taking advantage of the gift. I was forgetful and not aware of how much I needed the gift of the angels in my life. From the age of 14, when I got my driver's license, until I turned 18, I had 5 car accidents. By the help of the angels, by the grace of God, his mercy, and his protection, I'm alive here speaking to you today. One of the many reasons of why I learned the importance of the angels, their physical protection, but also being a Catholic priest, living in a world that is getting further from God, I also am in great need of their spiritual protection. And so I encourage you today and each day to get into the habit of praying to your guardian angel, to pray that beautiful prayer given to us by Pope Leo XIII in 1884 to Saint Michael the Archangel. So I want to conclude today by praying that prayer. And if you're not familiar with it, after listening to this podcast, I encourage you to check it out and to begin applying that prayer to Saint Michael to your daily life. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. As you profess the creed this week, attending weekend mass, and you pray those words, I believe in one God, the Father, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I pray that you may be reminded that the angels are filling their church with their presence as they join you in worshiping the archangels, the guardian angels. May you be aware of those heavenly hosts and ask their protection and ask them to guide you as you enter into worship.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At Sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out Sushipe.co and get involved today.